let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today I'm chatting with Laura Kepler, Miss America 2012. And before the break, Laura, we were talking about the amazing sisterhood and encouragement of others, you know, who compete in really all levels of the Miss America program. But there are some other perks to being Miss America, some fun things. Tell me a little bit about how fabulous it is to automatically get clothes from Express.
Well, it's wonderful. I every day I have something to wear, and not only something to wear, but complete accessories that come with it. Express is so great in sending me a complete outfit or a complete look.
And you know what I love about Express? Their clothes are so fashionable and of the moment, but they don't cross over to ridiculously trendy, right?
Right. Yes. There's a very, very wonderful balance.
Yeah, it's very wearable.
Yes, very wearable. And for me, I find that it fits the business attire that I wear on a daily basis. But they also have casual clothes. They also have dressier clothes, more cocktail attire. And it really fits the age group that Miss America targets. And
right, you really can find any, you know, something for any occasion at Express.
You really can. And we were talking earlier about how neat is it to say, I grew up in the same hometown as Miss America, or we went to the same school, or we have the same cause, and if she can do that, I can do that. One of the things I find the absolute coolest is to walk into a high school or a middle school and present to them and have them see me wearing Express, and for them to say, I could go out and buy that same outfit too, and that makes them feel that much closer to Miss America, and it's that much more attainable to them and tangible to them, to dress like Miss America, to wear the same outfit as Miss America, to wear the same accessories as Miss America. I think that's so cool, and that's one of the ways that I have seen it come into play the most. And also, people recognize it. People in the airport will say, "Oh, I love that jacket," and I'll say, "Thanks, that's Express." Or, you know, and so it's kind of cool for me to have people recognize what I'm wearing. Because it makes me feel all the more modern and trendy and relatable.
You know, it is a very relatable line because, like you mentioned, you can find something for your community service or your professional interviews or something like that. But then there's something for the fun appearances, your cocktail outfits, a night out with the girls, maybe, you know, a fun school occasion or something. It really is. I mean, I have to say it's shockingly versatile. And I confess, I have seen pictures, you know, of the Express outfits on you and gone in and I'm sorry to say this is like the fastest way to get something cute is find a picture of Miss America in Express, print it out on your computer and dash into the store and go, I want this skirt and this top.
Right. Well, that's what we hope will happen.
I'm telling you, you can make a purchase in 15 minutes and be out the door.
Easy shopping, one-stop shopping.
I know, and we all know that sometimes we have to shop on a super busy time frame. You know what? Another thing that I'm totally jealous is the fact that you have all those fabulous products from Amway, because my absolute number one favorite lip gloss is the Light Up Lip Gloss Champagne. I mean, I just think it's the best lip gloss. Ladies, if you do not have a great nude lip gloss, you need to get the Champagne Light Up Lip Gloss from Amway. So what is your favorite Amway product?
That's exactly the other way that people feel closer to Miss America, people feel like they can look the same way, is through buying the Artistry by Amway products. Mine, just like yours, happens to be lip gloss. It's so versatile.
Oh, the lip glosses are great, and they stay on forever.
Yes, and for me, I don't always have a mirror, and so having the mirror and the light is so easy and accessible. But they have.
I have to tell you, Laura, the first time I took this out of my makeup bag, and my husband saw it, I was in the dark. And so for those of you who haven't seen the Light Up Lip Gloss, on the side it has a little silver mirror on every single lip gloss, so you don't need a separate mirror. And when you unscrew the wand and pull it out, there's this little light that turns on, so you can absolutely just hold your lip gloss and see yourself in the mirror with the little light. I took it out, pulled it out, and my husband said, "Shut up, that does not have a light on it."
Yes, it does. I know. Isn't it neat? It's so neat.
I know. But do you have a favorite color of lip gloss?
I wear a lot. I have a light pink one. I'm not sure of the name, but I know I have a light pink one. Mm-hmm. And I also wear a lot of their lip colors, their lipstick.
Yes.
And
their
actually,
lip colors are great because they're really true to the color.
Yes, yes, they absolutely are.
It's not one of those things where it says one color and you put it on and you're like, this is too pink or this is too red.
Right. I was just in Michigan. Their Amway's headquarters are located out right outside of Grand Rapids in Ada, Michigan. And I toured their lab, and I was actually able to create my own lip color. So I saw how the lipstick was made, and I made my unique Miss America color. And so I made a kind of a deep red, like winey purpley red kind of, and I called it Crown Red. So I'm going to be wearing that.
So can people buy Crown Red?
The road. No, unfortunately they can't. They can't. It was a neat experience that I was only able to do, but, still very cool. But Arsu also has really great skincare, and that's one of the areas that I most enjoy is using their skincare products, and they are so wonderful in sending me anything I may need. But I wear makeup
right
every
now with
day.
High definition television and high def photography, having great skincare is important because the camera really picks up every little flaw, doesn't it?
It really does. And for someone who does, you know, I do my hair and my makeup every single day. My skin never gets a break. Mm-hmm. And I travel from climate to climate, warm to cold, in a plane, in a hotel. And it's so important to me that my skin look fresh and beautiful. And that's really where Artistry has played such a great role, is in making sure that my skin will feel and look its best, even with piles and piles of makeup on top of it.
Well, I've seen the photos, girl, and you always look fabulous.
Oh,
I know that
thanks.
A lot of our listeners are getting ready to compete in their state pageants.
Yes.
What advice would you give to them about how to stand out? And, you know, I hate that phrase, oh, just be yourself, because a lot of times, I mean, what does it really mean, be yourself, you know? When you say that to someone who's in their teens or their 20s, they're like, I don't know
right.
what that means, be yourself.
Right.
So what advice would you give to them as they're in the last stages of preparing for their state pageant?
Well, one of the things that I remember, actually, Sam Haskell, chairman of the board of Miss America,
mm-hmm.
told all of the Miss America contestants when we went to Orlando for Miss America's Outstanding Teen, we had a big morning meeting, and Sam spoke, and he said, Miss America isn't the best talent. She's not the best interview. She's not the best swimsuit. She is a young woman who is good at all of those. And that stuck with me in a way that I cannot explain, because I felt like I don't have to go there and be the very best at everything. As long as I put my best foot forward in every area of competition. And to me, consistency among the board was what I was hoping for, versus a jagged pie chart where you see it spun
right.
up and down and up
like
and down.
Like you score
and up
high
down.
In one area and you're relying on, let's pretend you have a great talent, but your swimsuit is not quite ready. You're relying right. on a really high swimsuit score to even out for the fact that you're going to get really high talent score to even out for the fact that you're getting a lower swimsuit score. But that doesn't work.
Right. No. And I think you often see that. I mean, sometimes at Miss America, the girls with the rock hard bodies will win swimsuit prelim, and then they
right.
won't make the top 15, or they'll.
I
win
know, and then they're standing there going, I don't understand why.
Exactly, and so for me, I said, I don't have to be the best at everything. That put my mind completely at ease, as long as I'm prepared and do my best in every area of competition. And I felt like if I could show the judges that I am an even keeled contestant, that I can kind of float with the best of them among the board, then it would come down to who I truly am and my morals and values. And it wouldn't be because she has the best talent, so she's going to be Miss America. She has the best interview because she's going to be Miss America. I showed them on stage that I was a steady performance, but then I truly hope and believe that it came down to there are a bunch of girls who are a steady performance, but who did we really
yeah,
get
let's
to
be
know
honest. By the time you get to your state pageant and the national, I mean, the national pageant, everyone is fabulous, let's be honest. But even at the state level, there's probably, 6 to 8 girls who could win in any state.
Right, exactly. And that's, I think, where it should come down to, and like we say, you know, what does it mean to say, well, be yourself and let your personality shine through. But if you can hang with the best of them in all the areas on stage and in the interview, then it really will come down to showing your personality in your interview and letting them see who you truly are from the stage and in the interview room, what you really stand for and who you really are. That's, I think, when that will shine through.
Now, of course, everybody hopes for that winning moment, but sometimes at your state pageant, and you mentioned that you had competed a total of 2 years, so you had the first year you obviously did not win the state title.
Right.
One of my favorite former title holders once said she learned more from her losses than she did from her wins. What did you learn from that first year of competing that helped set you up to ultimately win the title of Miss America?
Well, I learned a lot in that first year because I had no idea what I was doing the first time I competed. So I learned everything going into my second year. But one of the things I specifically remember, I remember coming home my very first year and placing second at Miss Wisconsin, not winning. And I got in the car. My dad was driving me home. And I said to him, you know what, Dad, even though I didn't win, I feel like I can achieve anything. I feel like no matter what I want to do in terms of competing or in terms of life in general, I can achieve anything. And that really was kind of my mindset then for going into Miss America, for competing at Miss Wisconsin a second time, and for competing at Miss America, that if I can do this, I can do anything. And if I could play second runner-up at Miss Wisconsin the first year, I can absolutely come back and prepare and win the next year. And so I don't think it was really any certain advice, but more so a level of confidence.
Kind of a mindset?
Self-esteem and a mindset that really carried me through that next year.
Well, I think that's great advice for everyone, Laura, and you've just been such an inspiration, I know, to so many young women around the country, and I really want to wish you the best on the rest of your year, and thanks for squeezing us into what I know is an excruciatingly busy schedule.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it for this week's episode. Tune in for our next episode when I'll be talking with the reigning Miss America's Outstanding Teen about her fabulous year and the upcoming national pageant. To make sure you get advance notice of all my shows, follow my fan page on Facebook by searching for Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. Don't just do Valerie Hayes, because I've achieved that moment where I have too many friends and I have to do the fan page Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. And make sure you're also following me on Twitter by searching on my name, Valerie Hayes. And remember, Pageant Talk Radio is here because we believe in you and your true pageant potential. All it takes is a decision from you to achieve your personal best by preparing to win and by making every day a pageant fab day. Are you worried about challenging current events questions that always seem to pop up during your interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm here with a solution to your current events nightmare. Almost everyone feels overwhelmed by the time it takes to keep up on current events and absolutely worries about how to handle controversial questions. But I've solved that problem for you with my weekly current events update. You'll get an email each week summarizing the top stories, plus you'll get sample questions to practice at home. So check it out at pageantcurrentevents.com. Get started today and get ready to rock those current event questions for a top interview score in your next pageant.
Do you want to wow the judges and let them know that you've got the look it takes to win? Robin Moore of Harrison & Company can transform everyday contestants into breathtaking title holders. She's an expert at long layered cuts, color correction, and she's one of the best at color and highlights for blondes. Plus, she offers great length hair extensions as well as eyelash extensions. And because she's located just outside of Little Rock in the cozy town of Conway, Arkansas, she's able to offer you top-notch service at small-town prices. Contact Robin today at 501-327-6366. You're going to look beautiful.
Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new, affordably priced Trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.